All right, why don't we... why don't we call the meeting to order? You want to handle it from up here or Rich from down there?
Doesn't make any difference to me.
Why don't you go ahead?
Okay, we'll call the meeting to order, and the secretary is down here, and we'll ask her to call the meeting.
Representative Nowak, here. Senator Brady.
Here.
Senator Harmon.
Harmon.
Here.
Representative Martina. Representative Malara. Representative Myers.
Here.
Representative Nekrit.
Yes.
Representative Poe.
Here.
Senator Redonio. Senator Schoenberg.
Present.
Senator Severson. Senator Trotter.
Okay, we have 7 members answering the roll, and 8 when Representative Malara finally gets in to answer the roll. We are here today to take a vote or to hear a motion on whether or not to accept the recommendation for closure of the Pontiac Correctional Facility in Pontiac, Illinois. Or we can take a motion to not accept the closure. So.
Also move that we recommend that we not accept the governor's initiative to close Pontiac.
Second.
The motion would read, pursuant to the State Facility Closure Act, 30 ILCS 608, after hearing testimony regarding the proposed closure of the Pontiac Correctional Center in Pontiac, Illinois, Senator Brady moves that the Commission on Government Forecasting and Accountability not accept the recommendation of the closure submitted by the Illinois Department of Corrections regarding the Pontiac Correctional Center. Furthermore, the Commission shall formally file the advisory opinion to not accept the recommendation for closure with the Department of Corrections, the Governor, the General Assembly, and the Index Department of the Office of Secretary of State on or by September 24, 2008. Any discussion on the motion? Anybody want to discuss any of the responses to the questions before we take a vote on this motion? Anybody have any? Jeff? Senator Schoenberg?
Thank you. Without question, we heard many hours of compelling testimony. Without question, we heard many hours of compelling testimony a couple of weeks ago in Pontiac. And in my view, the arguments for closure of Pontiac fly in the face of what would be sound economic practice. The economic impact, the adverse economic...
Who's doing this heavy breathing?
Maybe it's because of the radio.
Somebody got on the line, I think.
Senator Redonio.
Redonio.
Is that, Redonio is the heavy breathing. Okay.
Turn your radio down, will you? Whatever.
Senator Redonio, you might want to mute the phone for a little bit because you're coming through with a lot of background.
Okay.
It wouldn't be the first time you turned me off when I was talking. So. I was just going to say that there's no doubt that hours of testimony at the Pontiac hearing were very compelling and frankly heart-wrenching for me in hearing how an entire community would be devastated as the result of closing the Pontiac facility. Ultimately, just using the yardstick of what action would provide a greater positive economic impact, maintaining the existing situation would seem to be a net gain for not just for Central Illinois, but for the entire state. And for that reason, as well as several others, I support the motion not to recommend, not to accept the closure of the Pontiac Correctional Facility.
Thank you, Senator Schoenberg. Any other comments or discussion?
One question, and Senator Schoenberg, I agree with you totally. And my main concern is, I think that you and Co-Chairman Myers have just signed another process that we're going to start to go through two more of these closures. And as we do this, I'm wondering where we go from here to get the respect of this administration to respect us for the amount of time that we've put in on these hearings and listen to that testimony. And if you step through the hours we did in Pontiac the other night, you wouldn't realize how important that is to the prison system in Illinois, that you probably hadn't spent any time. So I guess as the senator, as the architect of this bill, I'm still quite concerned of how we get respect from the administration when we go through this exercise.
Well, I believe that this process was, I originally sponsored this law so that no administration, regardless of whether it's a Democratic administration or a Republican, could unilaterally decide to close a state facility and not be held accountable or have the impact of that decision weighed in a public forum. This law was designed to provide additional transparency and accountability to that process. And frankly, I've tried, Representative Poe, I've tried in the last couple of years to have this apply to every single facility in the state, not just those which employ 25 employees or more, but to have the opportunity to have a public, thorough review of the decision by the executive branch. Now, we've learned subsequently that maybe we want to fine-tune this process. For example, we had a rough start, admittedly, with the Department of Corrections over the response on the economic impact statement. And I think we announced at the beginning of the meeting, the last couple meetings, that we want to find, that we as a commission want to have a bipartisan bill that would correct the process so that there would be a consequence to not following the time deadlines which are set in this original law. I'm certainly open to our exploring how we make this law better. I would say that what we've done is provide a much higher level of accountability and objective analysis that's existed beforehand. Keep in mind there have been other cases where the administration has announced that it wanted to close facilities. I believe they were either DCFS or HFS offices, and then withdrew. This is now the second time that the process has gone this far, and I expect that it'll go this far again once we go to the examining the closure of the Howe Center in Tinley Park. So we're open.
Can I make a suggestion?
Sure.
This is Virginia. You know, because, I mean, I don't know how many other people are teleconferenced in, but I'm afraid I'm going to lose my power. I'd love to have a meeting where we talked about possibly proposing legislation from the commission, but it might be better to do that with that being the primary agenda item, perhaps when we're all together.
I would agree. I was just trying to address Representative Poe's
right.
Question. And, you know, I first initiated this law, which had overwhelming support during the prior administration when that governor was moving forward without asking anybody to try to close certain facilities and certain offices in which the state had contractual obligations. And I thought that the legislature should provide the platform
for a very open public voice. So I'm agreeable to fine-tuning this further.
I think that's definitely a good suggestion that we, Senator Schoberg, you and I need to consider staff and see if we can schedule a meeting sometime in the future before the start of the next General Assembly.
Yeah, I'm open to setting something up maybe during those days that we know where there will be veto session and can plan our calendars, and maybe we kick the tires on how to improve this good law even more.
Sounds good. Any further discussion? Any further discussion on the motion? Senator Necker.
Everybody asked the Senator Garrett that she became Senator Necrets.
I just wanted to offer my thoughts on this. As I sat through the hearing in Pontiac that night, it did not seem to me at all that the Department of Corrections had made their case for closing that facility and opening another. And so I called back the Department of Corrections after the meeting and said, tell me what you think your message is. Tell me what you think you're accomplishing by this. And I still didn't get a clear message as to... Chris? So anyway, we'll be joining with Senator Brady in the motion, because I just don't think that the case was made, and I haven't seen a compelling reason why we need to make this shift and place this enormous burden on that community.
Let me.
Thank you. I just wanted to reaffirm what Senator Schoenberg and Senator Necrets said. And if anything, the word compelling was demonstrated by the people in Pontiac and the prison in Pontiac as to the needs, the $54 million economic impact in not only that one town, but in the four surrounding towns. And I want to thank everybody that was involved in that hearing for how organized it was, even though it was lengthy. It was extremely compelling not to close that facility. And I just wanted to thank everybody for making everything run so smoothly with 2,000 people there. And everything that they did, from the hospitals to the education to the all the different groups, the chambers of commerce, and then the prison itself, in their facts, were extremely compelling as to why that prison should remain open.
Thank you, Senator Brady.
Just a couple of comments. One, I too want to thank all those who participated that gave clear and convincing evidence that this is a completely misguided act. I also want to add to the fact that I think it's a shame that we can't, under the existing law, also have an opportunity to give the parks around the state the same venue for venting their frustration, regardless of the fact they don't have 25 employees. And even though the statutes may not call for it, I think that we as a commission ought to consider the fact of whether or not we should hold some of these hearings around the state to give these communities, whose livelihood equally weighs in the case of some of these parks that the governor has unilaterally decided to close, and we should consider that even before veto session as we move that forward. The governor shouldn't be allowed to dictatorially close the facilities he's closing without at least some sort of public hearing. I don't think there's anything that prohibits us from holding a hearing on this, and it's something that we ought to consider. It's a crime what he's done in the case of the safety center for IDOT. It's a crime what he's done in this case, and it's a crime what he's doing around the state. And someone's got to stand up and say no, regardless of the teeth that are in that. And I would ask the commission to consider that, although not as part of this motion. I would also ask the commission to consider the fact that even though we find that there's no way that this makes economic sense, I trust, we also have to realize that by closing Pontiac, if he proceeds, there's only one way that the governor can do that, and that is to decertify inmates around this state. We just physically don't have the room, regardless of the economic argument, and we ought to look into that as well as we move forward with this decision.
Any other discussion? There is no other discussion. Are we prepared to vote? Prepared to vote? Madam Secretary, we'll take a roll.
Representative Bellon?
Is this on the motion that...
This is on the motion not to accept the recommendation
yes.
for vote.
Senator Brady?
Yes.
Senator Harmon?
Yes.
Representative Martino? Representative Malaro?
Yes.
Representative Meyer?
Yes.
Yes, between breaths.
Representative Poe?
Yes.
Senator Rodano?
Yes.
Senator Schoenberg?
Yes.
But we're all sitting quietly and there's almost
Senator Trotter?
Christine does not realize because she's doing incredible.
When a vote of nine answering yes, no, answering no, the motion does not accept.
Chairman?
Senator Risford.
With the indulgence of the co-chairman and the members, thank you very much. I want to say a couple things. First of all, I want to clarify that the commission we'll be issuing a final report now that this vote is taken, and my understanding is that is due September 24th. Is that the intent of the co-chairs and the commission?
Yeah.
That is the intent of the commission. It has to be filed with the Department of Corrections, the Governor, the General Assembly, and the Index Department of the Secretary of State on or by September 24th.
Great. Thank you. The other thing I do want to say is that thank you. I mean, I know a number of you made the trip to Pontiac, spent a lot of time there in an auditorium that was very warm with a lot of people that were extremely emotional, and by you sitting through that gave them the chance to know that their government was listening. That is the only opportunity that the citizenry of Central Illinois had the opportunity to look in the eye and express their words of concern. So thank you for taking that trip and spending as much time as you did there. The other thing that I think is important out of this whole exercise is because the question has been asked to me by many, well, we know this is a recommendation. What does that ultimately mean? I think what the process you've gone through has done is allowed for the complete airing and the analysis brought in by a third party to talk about the problems of overcrowding in the Department of Corrections, and that closing a perfectly good facility is not in the best interest of government services. The other thing that I think came out of this was the public airing and the opportunity to put in the public domain the discussion in regards to economics. Through the dialogue that we had with the individual that did the report, it became quite obvious that there would not be a net economic benefit to the state of Illinois if that correctional center was to open, even to the benefit of opening Thompson. So to the members of the commission, once again, I thank you on behalf of my community and those in Central Illinois, and I want to work with you to open Thompson, because that is an important thing to have happen, and as we look to fine-tune and make better the law that we have here, I stand ready to work with you as well. So to the commission members, thank you for making the trip to Central Illinois, and thank you very much for your vote here today. We do appreciate it.
Senator, Representative Coulter, I would also like to thank the commission on the work that you put in on this report, and I think it's important that the sunshine is shown on the decisions the governor might make. It's certainly important to Central Illinois, and I think when you look at the Department of Corrections in total, this doesn't really make any sense. And I think we put in a lot of hard work and time in developing this report, and I think it weighs heavily on your decision to keep Pontiac open. Let's just hope that the governor will use some reason and look at this report in making his decision. But I thank you all for your work.
Co-Chair Schoenberg, do you have any closing comments?
No, I want to thank everyone as well.
Seeing no further business to come before the commission at this time, meeting stands adjourned.
Thank you all for
without a